In the Laredo Morning Times newsroom, reporter Miguel Ramirez just returned from a trip from the other side of the Rio Grande. He's working on a story about a new unofficial saint gaining popularity in the underground of Mexico.
He's doing a great story on the Santa Muerte.
Have you seen those? It's a new saint, but not approved by the church, of course. It's dead.
The plaster saint is a cross between the Virgin Mary and the Grim Reaper. The fake saint is the patron of the drug cartels.
Narcos.
Ramirez shows his editor, Diana Fuentes, digital photos of street altars to Santa Muerte, and he explains to her that those in the drug trade leave the saint of death money to win her favor.
Nadie lo toma.
Wow.
Ramirez is an American citizen, but his beat is Nuevo Laredo, Mexico, and he covers it like a native. That means his job can be dangerous.
Mucho peligroso.
Yes, but I'm careful. I know who the bad guys are, and they don't mess with me.
No se meten conmigo.
Reporters in Mexico often find themselves under attack by the drug cartels, looking to silence the coverage of their violent shootouts.
Te pueden golpear, secuestrar.
They can beat you or kidnap you. They don't want anything made public. They can kill people, kidnap them. They don't want the reporters to say anything, so the government won't find out.
Matar gente.
According to the Miami-based Inter-American Press Association, in a five-month period ending in February, seven journalists were murdered in Mexico. Two others disappeared. And last year in Nuevo Laredo, three masked men ran into the El Mañana newspaper, strafed the newsroom with machine gun fire, and then blew it up with a hand grenade. The newsroom still stands, but now it's behind bulletproof glass, and El Mañana has cut back significantly on its coverage of the drug gangs. Laredo Morning Times editor Diana Fuentes says the intimidation tactics are even affecting journalism on the American side of the border.
Earlier this week, we found out through some very good sources, and we're pretty damn sure, that there were, in fact, at least four people shot dead in a gun battle in Nuevo Laredo, in one of the poorer neighborhoods. We haven't been able to get it confirmed. I mean, not even the funeral homes want to admit that they buried bodies. And nobody wants to admit it because the word came down, you're not going to talk about this.
San Antonio Express News editor Bob Rivard says there's no question that covering Mexico has gotten more dangerous in the last 2 years.
Killing, murder, kidnapping, disappearances, threats, intimidation, bribery. From there all the way down to Monterrey and over to Tamaulipas.
It used to be assumed that the violence would be limited to reporters from Mexico, but things have changed. In October of last year, Bradley Wheeler, an American cameraman, was murdered while covering a teacher strike in Oaxaca. And recently, Rivard got word that the cartels wanted to kill an American reporter in Laredo, Texas.
The authorities had received information from a confidential informant that there was a Zeta death squad that is planning to cross over into Laredo the day after we were being told, and that they had as their target a U.S. reporter based in Laredo who's been writing about the drug cartels. Well, that's a very small world of one. That's Mariano Castillo, our person.
When he learned of the threat, Rivard pulled Castillo from Laredo and began making calls. They pieced together the information and decided the threat wasn't as credible as first thought. And Castillo went back to Laredo to work on a few more stories and to pack up. He is quitting the paper and going to grad school. I caught up with Castillo on his last day in Laredo. His house was filled with boxes and he was getting ready for the big move.
So how much longer before you get everything packed up and gone?
Oh, well, hopefully tonight. It's going to be a late night tonight.
Castillo doesn't think he was the target of a drug gang hit, but he's become more extra cautious in recent months.
The border's always been, I think, a dangerous place to work for reporters. I think there's a figure that behind Iraq, Mexico has lost more reporters than any other country.
Castillo says when he first arrived in Laredo, he could cross the border frequently without as much as a worry, but not any longer.
I don't really cross over to Nuevo Laredo at all, and certainly not without the permission of my bosses. Still looking over my shoulder a little bit because of some of the circumstances in which we've had to work down here.
Castillo says the cartels have succeeded in shutting down the Mexican media from covering the biggest story in the region. And the recent perceived threat against American reporters could bring about a media blackout for the border.
The border right now, for a lot of reasons, is more important than ever. Certainly the issue of violence, deserves coverage. But there's the issue of poverty. There's the issue of immigration. That all deserve a lot of coverage. And they're also, on the national stage as well.
Fuentes at the Laredo Morning Times says that makes her job all the more necessary. Some in Nuevo Laredo count on their American partners to get the news out and to keep both sides of the border informed.
Yeah, I'm worried. Yeah, I'm scared. But we got to report the news. And if our counterparts, if our colleagues in Nuevo Laredo can't do it because they're right there on the front line, it's something we feel incumbent upon us to do.
Castillo says, despite his departure, the San Antonio Express News will continue to cover the Laredo area. He gave a parting salute to the Nuevo Laredo reporters remaining in the trenches. He says, regardless of their deadly circumstances, they still have faith in journalism.
This isn't the first time that Nuevo Laredo, has gone through an extremely violent period. And just because you can't tell the story right now, that's not reason to lose hope that the story will never be told. They have a lot of hope, just as every other resident in Nuevo Laredo does, that things will get better. And that when they do, they'll be able to tell these stories that they weren't able to tell today.
In Laredo, David Martin Davies, Texas Public Radio News.